We take a look at your Blue Jay recap from this past weekend and Carrington outlast Kidder County in 9 innings. I'm Jaron Matheny with Local Sports from NewsDakota.com. The Jamestown High School girls soccer team went 1-1 over the weekend on the road as Jamestown lost to Minot 5-1 on Friday night before defeating Williston 4-1 on Saturday. The Blue Jay girls were led by senior Haley Nelson on Saturday, who produced her third hat trick of the season. Jamestown is now 7-5 on the year and 7-5 in the West region. The Blue Jay girls soccer home season comes to a close on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. when they face Mandan for senior night. And in Blue Jay baseball over the weekend, Jamestown lost a pair of games to Williston 7-1 and 11-5 against the Coyotes. Jamestown is now 7-7 overall and in the West region this season. The Blue Jays have a ton of home games coming up this week, though. They begin on Tuesday at 4:30 against Bismarck St. Mary's. We'll have full coverage of the games on Tuesday against the Saints on Jamestown 107.1. And the Blue Jay girls tennis team placed 9th at the West Fargo Cheyenne individual tournament over the weekend, but Jamestown also defeated Wahpeton 3-2 to grab their second win of the season. The Blue Jay girls tennis team is now 2-9 overall. Jamestown is 0-6 in the West region, and they travel to Mandan for a Tuesday matchup against the Braves. And in Region 3 baseball this past weekend, the Carrington Cardinals scored 3 runs in the top of the 9th inning to defeat Kidder County 4-1. With the win, Carrington improved to 4-4 on the season and 4-3 in region play, while the Wolves dropped to 9-4 overall and 6-3 in the region. Region 3 baseball tournament kicks off 1 week from today in Carrington, and we'll have full coverage for you of every single game of Region 3 baseball on Thunder Country 98.3. If you want to check out the latest happening in local sports, head on over to NewsDakota.com.